You're listening to KRCU, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Over the weekend, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz held a rally in Cape Girardeau, just in time for tomorrow's Missouri primary. As hundreds of locals poured into a crowded academic hall auditorium, KRCU's Brianne Blycroft captured the sounds of the event for this audio postcard.
It's just past 4 o'clock as a line of people, both young and old and everyone in between, waited in anticipation to see presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz at Southeast Academic Hall. On my right, protesters held up signs like "Cruz doesn't speak for SEMO" and "Worst TED Talk ever." And on my left was Ted Cruz supporter Zach Caldwell.
I'm from Cape Girardeau. I live real close to the university here. And the reason I'm here is to support Ted Cruz.
So what does this rally sort of do for Cape Girardeau?
What does it do? It gives enthusiasm to the people in Cape Girardeau. It gets the base out, the Republican conservative base, and that's what we need right now. We need people to get out and get enthusiastic so we can defeat Hillary Clinton in the fall.
Author, a conservative commentator and columnist, father of five, from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, David Limbaugh. Obama's demands are, how extreme he is. Is it just an automatic that we have to preemptively surrender every time we go into a budget battle? Do you guys want to stand for anything? Even if we won't end up winning, you have to take the fight to the public. You have to take it to the press. This is a town that knows how to grow freedom love.
Jordy Howe.
Okay.
And Blake Kennard.
Focus.
Bobby Kennard.
Okay. Catherine Deason.
I believe he will stand by his word and fight for our rights, our religious liberties, and help create jobs.
Yeah, I think it's going to give a huge boost to small business. I mean, if he can stick with that plan and actually, you know, shrink the government down, put more into the private sector, you know, prop up small business, I think it'll create a lot of jobs. So.
Jobs is a big deal around here right now with the closing of Noranda, which employed 800 plus people.
I think he'll keep things like that from happening.
I have to tell you, the energy and enthusiasm we saw gathered here tonight was nothing short of breathtaking. People are ready. People are ready to change the course we're on. People recognize that what we're doing isn't working. The Obama-Clinton economy is a disaster. Millions of Americans are hurting, and we're ready to bring back jobs. We're ready to see millions of high-paying jobs, see wages going up. If I'm elected president, we're going to repeal every word of Obamacare. We're going to pass a simple flat tax and abolish the IRS. We're going to lift the regulations that are killing small businesses, and the result is going to be millions upon millions of high-paying jobs. Wages going up for everyone, young people having 2, 3, 4, 5 job opportunities, having more and more of a future and a chance at the American dream.
For KRCU, I'm Brianne Blycroft.